This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, March wheat ended the week at 6.10 and 3 quarter, down 3 quarter. May wheat ended at 6.14 and 3 quarter, down a half. July wheat ended at 6.16 and a half, unchanged. March corn yesterday ended at 4.14 and 3 quarter, up 7. May corn ended at 4.23, up 6 and 3 quarter. July corn ended at 4.29 and 3 quarter, up 6 and 3 quarter. January soybeans yesterday ended at 10.47 and a half, up 18 and 3 quarter. March beans ended at 10.54, up 18 and 3 quarter. May beans ended at 10.61, up 18 and a half. January soybean meal yesterday ended at 3.79.70, up 83. March meal ended at 361.80, up 61. May meal ended at 353.10, up 53. January soybean oil yesterday ended at 32.46, up 53. March oil ended at 32.59, up 54. May oil ended at 32.81, up 54. March oats on Friday ended at 306. That was down 1 3/4. May oats ended at 308.5. And that was down too. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's grain market report. Illinois country grain prices ended mostly higher on Friday afternoon. Technical buying on light trading volume pushed corn and soybeans higher at the Board of Trade. And in northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 6 to 7 cents at 374 to 395. Soybean bids 19 cents higher at $10 to 1032. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 7 cents at 380 to 399, while soybean bids gained 17 to 19 cents at 1021 to 1060. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 7 cents at 387 to 401. Soybean bids advanced 17 to 19 cents at 1030 to 1056, with the wheat bids steady to a penny higher at 511 to 577. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 19 cents higher at 1043 to 1058, basis steady ranging from 5 under to 10 over the January. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $404.70 to $434.70. That's up $8.30 per ton, with basis steady range from 25 to 55 over the January. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 7 cents higher at $403 to $415, with basis steady range from 12 under to option the March. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 7 to 9 higher at 395 to 403, basis steady to 2 cents higher, range from 20 to 12 under the March. Soybeans gained 19 cents at 1052 to 1060, with basis steady range from 4 to 12 over the January. East St. Louis Barge Loading Terminal Elevators place their producer corn bids 5 to 7 higher at 419 to 421. These same elevators raised their soybean prices 19 cents with quotations at 1081 to 1082. Soft red winter wheat 1 cent lower at 610 to 611, while the Milo was 7 cents lower at 465 to 470. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country grain elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 393 up to 409. New crop soybean bids at 969 to 998. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 393 up to 409. New crop soybean bids at 981 to 1004. In the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 379 up to 409. New crop soybean bids at 971 to 999. And wheat bids for June, July delivery in southern Illinois, those bids range from 558 up to 587. That completes our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade Friday, February hogs ended at 81.55, up a quarter. April hogs ended at 84.20, up 52. May hogs ended at 87.70, up $1.12. January feeder cattle yesterday ended at 213.72, down $1.02. March feeders ended at 211.90, down 82. April feeders ended at 212.70, down 82. December cattle yesterday ended at 164.75, up 2.25. February cattle, 162.47, up $1.90. April cattle, 161.47, up 2.07. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is David Humphreys, the Illinois Department of Agriculture, with Friday, the 26th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 16 cents higher in a range of $68 to $77, with a weighted average carcass price of $74.80. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading mostly steady with very light demand for light offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 37 to 43, 4 to 5 weight at 41 to 46, 5 to 6 weight at 44 to 47, and over 600 pounds at 48 to 50. In the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gelts at country buying points are trading mostly steady with very light demand for light offerings ranging from 46 to 54. Receipts for Illinois hogs today have totaled 20,827. In the Illinois Direct Cattle Trade, from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on live basis traded at 160 to 164.50 and on address basis at 257 to 260. Heifers on a live basis traded at 161 to 165 and on address basis at 257 to 260. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 170 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $87.65, which was 26 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $244.52, which was 58 cents higher, with select carcasses at $235.61, which was $242 higher. From the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 44,000 compared to 101,000 for last week and zero for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated 187,000 compared to 430,000 last week and zero for 1 year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is David Humphreys, the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. The Midwest Horseshoeing School, located in Divernon, strives to be a premier leader in equine hoof care. I spoke with Diego Almeida of the Midwest Horseshoeing School for some background on the school as well as winter hoof care tips.
Well, Midwest Horseshoeing School has been around since 1964, and we just strive to produce good farriers, good horseshoers, you know, so we can provide good horse care to our clients. And we have different programs. Our programs go from 2 weeks to 20 weeks, which is our longest program. And we focus on teaching everything that goes from anatomy, biomechanics, to forging, and shoemaking, and a little bit of horsemanship and all of that.
So you guys learn how to form your own shoes as well as other hoof care needs?
Yes, ma'am. Most of the shoes that we use, we hand make them out of flat bar stock.
Wow, that's quite interesting. I'm sure that takes a lot of practice to get down making the shoes just right.
Yes, it is. It's a lifetime trade, you know. We cannot teach everything in 10 weeks, but we try to teach as much as we can. Our program is a pretty tough program because our classes start from 8 o'clock in the morning, and we don't have time to finish. We only get done whenever the last horse gets shod. And then the students have to work, they have to do their homework. So our shop is open 24/7, so they're always either shoeing horses or making horseshoes.
And what would you say is probably one of the most difficult topics to cover for the horseshoeing school?
I think it's the anatomy part, because the skill will come with time, you know, and the more you practice, the better you get at making horseshoes. But the bookwork, I think, in my opinion, that's what the students struggle the most. Because we're a trade school, and then we get students from completely different backgrounds. We have students that come with a college background. We have students that, you know, barely finished high school. So we have to play, you know, in the middle and try to make sure that everybody understands the anatomy, which, in my opinion, is the most important thing.
Very.
Without anatomy, you cannot shoe a horse properly. Without understanding how a horse functions, you know, there's no way you can do a good job.
Very true, very true. And since you are a horseshoeing school and you not only focus on shoes but also on hoof care, do you have any recommendations for those who own horses on how to properly take care of their horses' hooves in the winter months?
Yes, especially now, shoeing horses in the Midwest is very hard because, you know, the weather changes so much. Right now, it's probably the end of riding season, and it's time to get a little cold. We don't have a whole lot of ice on the ground yet, but if you're going to pull the shoes for the winter, the time is now because the ground is not so hard, and it's going to give the horses some time to adjust. Now, make sure they can go the winter without shoes, if that's what you decide to do. Some people, they like to keep shoes on in the winter time, and if they decide to do that, you know, sometimes we use what we call a snow pad, just to keep the snow from packing them on the bottom of their horse's foot and create a snowball there. So probably, you know, the shoeing cycle is going to be a little bit longer now because they're not going to grow a whole lot of foot, you know, because they got to keep themselves warm so they don't grow as much foot as they do in the spring and the summer.
All right, very good. And you said that if they do keep the shoes on the horses, they want to put a little bit of a snow pad in there. So would the shoe be different itself, or is the snow pad just something you add in?
We add the snow pad to the shoe. You know, we shape the shoe just like we shape, you know, any other shoe, and we just add the snow pad. It's just like a rain pad with a little tubing around, you know, and just when the horse steps and kind of compresses the tubing and it pops the snow out. Just to help them out, you know. And depends, and also depends on when they're going to ride those horses. If they're going to trail ride them and it's real icy, you know, I don't think it hurts to put a little bit of traction device, some special nails, just some traction nails for safety.
And Diego, you said that you have different programs throughout the year. If someone is interested in learning more about the horseshoeing school and possibly signing up for a program, what do they need to know and how can they find that out?
Well, they can go to our website, you know, MidwestHorseshoeingSchool.com, or they can just give us a call here in the office, 217-697-4899. And we have different programs. Our programs, you know, some people that come here and they just want to learn how to train their own horses, and then we have like a 2 to 4 week program that we recommend for that situation. And people that really want to become horseshoers and do this for a living, you know, they can come for the 20-week program. Our next session starts on January 5th. So right now we're just getting everything ready for the next session. We still have a few spots left, but it's filling up pretty quick. If anybody just wants more information, can just go on our website or just give us a call here.
Again, that was Diego Almeida of the Midwest Horseshoeing School. That's all for the Saturday's Horse Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.